Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being here today. It's wonderful to see the strong support in our community that we all know we have for Skyward. I want to start today by thanking the many elected officials of our community for attending to show their support. Congressman Ron Kind could not be here, but he did send his staff member and congressional aide, Mark Ammon, so thank you, Mark. I'm Katrina Shankland. I'm the state representative for the 71st Assembly District, which includes Stevens Point. Amy Sue Ruink, representative for the 70th Assembly District, thank you so much. Senator Julie Lassa could not be here, but I will be making her remarks for her today. County Executive Patty Dreyer, thank you so much for coming. Mayor Andrew Halverson, thank you very much for being here. City Attorney Andrew Logan Beveridge, thanks for coming. Dan Mahoney, Village of Plover Administrator, thank you very much. Alderman Mike Wiesa, I saw him somewhere. There he is. I'd also like to thank Laura Dalinger, the Executive Director of the Portage County Business Council, for being here today. I want to recognize the many employees of Skyward who are here today. I want to thank the community members who are here today to show their support. And I also want to recognize the Kings, including Cliff King, Jim King, Julie King, Jennifer King, and I want to recognize Jim's grandkids, Katie, Nathaniel, Matthias, Ada, and Kara. Did I miss anybody? There's a lot of people. Jean and Jerry. Yeah, Jean and Jerry, thank you very much. They're not here. Jerry couldn't be here today, but of course he wanted to, so I want to thank him as well. I want to start by saying that we're all here today out of disappointment, absolutely disappointment because of the appeal. We're also here today because we stand with Skyward, and we want to voice our disappointment over DPI's recent rejection of Skyward's appeal. Like you, we find DPI's rejection of Skyward's appeal simply unacceptable. I'm going to outline what our course of action in the legislature has been since we first heard of the state's imprudent decision to contract with Infinite Campus on February 1st, just a few months ago, as well as what we can do next. And then we'll hear from local elected officials, and then we'll hear from members and leaders of Skyward. As the Assembly representative of Stevens Point, I have been tireless in advocating for my constituents, as have many members of the legislature from Central Wisconsin, including Representative Amy Sue Ruink. We're deeply concerned by this decision. Over the last few months, I've met with the Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tony Evers. I've also met with Governor Walker to urge them to reconsider this decision and drive home the importance and impact of what this decision has on our communities. I've worked with legislators across Central Wisconsin, Skyward leaders, local elected officials, and many constituents who have voiced their concerns, hundreds of people. Senator Julie Lassa, Representative Amy Sue Ruink, and I have worked hard to address these concerns, and we are working toward a solution in the state legislature, and we're excited to talk about it. We're really hoping for a positive impact. Together, we've authored and introduced a bill to save family-supporting jobs in Central Wisconsin to keep this sterling, homegrown company from Wisconsin in our great state. Assembly Bill 60 would replace the statewide student information system with a multi-vendor system to allow for healthy competition between all companies in the state. It wouldn't force any single company out. It also wouldn't award a single contract to any company statewide. Our bill would allow Skyward to continue doing business here and keep their employees here. It would also save hundreds of Wisconsin jobs, potentially even 1,000. It would restore local control to school districts by allowing them to contract with any vendor should they see fit based on their budget and their needs. It would also save all of us as Wisconsin taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars in implementation costs by implementing and eliminating this unfunded mandate. I should mention that we also invited the superintendent of the Stevens Point Public School District, Dr. Tilla Winninger, and he was unable to be here today, but he's also obviously expressed great support for this bill and for this solution. We thank him for that. Now that the DPI has rejected Skyward's appeal, it's more important than ever for the legislature to take up this bill. That's why we're here today. This is a call to action. We need to get this bill through. Senator Lassa, Representative Ruink, and I have all met with Representative Scott Krug from Wisconsin Rapids to ask him to urge Republican leadership to support this bill. After trying multiple times to schedule a meeting with Representative Tyler August, the chair of the Assembly Committee on Government Operations and Licensing, Representative Ruink and I do look forward to meeting with him on Tuesday to ask that he schedule a public hearing for Assembly Bill 60. That doesn't happen on Tuesday. It's a session day, so I'm going to be talking about it on the floor, and I will continue to adjourn in honor of Skyward until this gets figured out in the legislature. This bill... This bill deserves a hearing. This bill deserves a vote. You all deserve that. The good folks at Skyward deserve a real and honest consideration, and I haven't seen that yet. I'm really disappointed with other members of the legislature. I want to see them adopt this bill. I want to see them get serious about job creation. I want to see them show that they care about real job growth in this state. This is their chance, this is their opportunity, and we will be fighting for you down there to get it. The people of Central Wisconsin deserve the legislature's attention. I will do everything I can to fight for you, my constituents, and see to it that the people of Central Wisconsin's voices are heard. I support Skyward as they continue their appeal. You might know that they have 5 business days to file their next appeal with the Department of Administration. We will continue to monitor it, and as we're waiting, we'll be fighting as hard as we can in the legislature. And I stand with you and the Central Wisconsin families affected by this decision. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you, Representative Katrina Shanklin, for your efforts and for your tireless energy on this. I can tell you yesterday when DPI came out with their announcement that immediately we dropped everything we were doing and started brainstorming on what we could do. And we physically marched down to Representative Tyler August's office to set up a meeting. And unfortunately, the good representative wasn't there. However, we asked his staff to set up a time next Tuesday when we're all going to be in Madison, so there's no excuses there. And then after that, we proceeded to go down to Representative Krug's office and sit down and talk with him about how we can work together in preserving good-paying jobs for our families in central Wisconsin and throughout the state of Wisconsin. As Katrina said, I am State Representative Amy Suverwink. I represent the 70th Assembly District, which is which also includes the northwest corner of Portage County, Wood County, Monroe County, and Jackson County. I'm extremely, extremely disappointed in DPI's announcement that their rejection of Skyward's protests. Skyward is critically important to our communities in the 70th Assembly District and throughout the state of Wisconsin, who experience the ripple effects from the presence of being here in Stevens Point. It is critically important to my constituents that have good family-supporting, paying jobs here in Stevens Point with Skyward. And it's critically important to our school districts that utilize their software and be faced with an unfunded mandate to convert to a system that they have rejected. Skyward's protests raised numerous concerns and issues in the selection process. Throughout that process, DPI and the Department of Administration refused to share any information in response to my multiple inquiries. The secrecy of this process does not give me any faith that the result was fair or was in Wisconsinites' best interest. Wisconsin has and always will have a multi-vendor system. School districts like TOMA that develop their own software would be allowed to keep these systems, as they should, regardless of if a statewide contract is implemented. The voucher schools in Wisconsin is subsidizing with thousands of voucher students would not be required to be part of the SSIS system. All school districts should retain choice over their SIS contracts. Assembly Bill 60 accomplishes this while supporting DPI's goal to collect information for schools' accountability measures. Senator Lassa and I introduced a similar proposal last year, SB 556, and it died. But now it's time for the legislature to show their urgency that this issue so deserves. It's crucial that AB 60 give a public hearing without delay. AB 60 is a bipartisan bill and has been co-sponsored by Republican Scott Krug, John Spiros, and Paul Tittle, as well as Republican Senator Terry Moulton, but has sat in a committee for 2 months without a hearing. We know that representatives across Wisconsin have heard from their constituents as well, but a public hearing is needed to give these individuals the arena to publicize their own concerns. Representative Krug has announced a plan to defund SSIS through a budget motion. This inside political maneuver may work, but may be Skyward's last resort. However, it is unknown and it does not excuse denying the legislative process and refusing to schedule a public hearing on AB 60. Given the secretive time frame of an appeal decision, it could be too late. We have the solution sitting in committee already. Representative Shanklin and I will not allow inaction on AB 60. By passing AB 60, we support local control. We support customer service by making companies responsive to the districts instead of Madison bureaucrats. We support private business competition, which maximizes service quality and minimizes cost. Support Wisconsin's economy by allowing Skyward to continue service to over 50% of Wisconsin school districts and employment of over 218 Wisconsinites. I thank Skyward for not giving up on Wisconsin and for indicating that they will file an appeal to this decision. I support this appeal and encourage an open and serious review of the irregularities in the selection process. However, we cannot wait to act on AB 60. Republicans have claimed that acting on AB 60 interferes with Skyward's protests. This is not true. AB 60 does not alter the state of Wisconsin's procurement process. If we do not act now, if we wait and the appeal is rejected, then DPI could enter into a contract with Infinite Campus before the people's voices can be heard. This would be a tragic affront to the process, legislative process, to our school districts, and to the free market, and to common sense, that will cost taxpayers in Wisconsin millions of dollars. I'll be working with Representative Shanklin and Senator Lassa and all of my colleagues to give AB 60 the hearing it deserves in support of Skyward and the employees of Skyward. I want to thank you all for being here, for your dedication, your endless support, but we still have a call to action. We still need your support and your voices to be heard. So I ask you to join us in this legislative process to make sure that you still have a voice and that we will let democracy rule. Thank you.
As Representative Gruenk mentioned, she and Senator Lasso, along with former Representative, now District Attorney Louis Malevsky Jr., introduced the multi-vendor bill in the last session, and I want to credit them and make sure that Julie Lasso, our state senator, makes her voice heard today, even though she couldn't be here. So thank you. Today, these are her words, today I add my voice to those of Representative Shanklin and Representative Ruink to tell you that we will continue this fight to keep Skyward growing and thriving in Wisconsin. I regret that the Department of Public Instruction passed up this chance to do the right thing for schools across our state. However, the decision clears the way for a formal appeal to the Department of Administration. Meanwhile, Katrina, Amy Sue, and I will continue to work with our colleagues in the legislature to allow this great Wisconsin company to continue to sell its product to our schools and to grow and add hundreds of good new jobs in our state. I join my colleagues in calling for the immediate passage of Senate Bill 54 and Assembly Bill 60 to create a multi-vendor SIS system that will allow for the free market to work so companies can compete and schools can select vendors that meet their needs and their budget. Skyward already serves half of all Wisconsin public schools with their SIS software, and the educators I've spoken with are satisfied with the company's product and their customer service. If the single vendor decision stands, hundreds of school districts will have to scrap perfectly good SIS systems and pay to replace them with one created out of state. For example, the Minnesota vendor chosen by DPI stated in its bid that it will allot the Stevens Point Area Public School District just $29,082 over 5 years to convert to the new software. However, the district has estimated its total conversion costs at over $447,000, significantly more than the Minnesota vendor's estimate. With their tight budgets, these are costs our school districts cannot afford. Along with the bills we have introduced, I have also reached out to my colleagues on the Legislative Joint Finance Committee to introduce the multi-vendor SIS proposal as an amendment to the state budget. As Skyward appeals this ruling, we will continue to do everything we can to fight for our schools, fight for taxpayers, and fight for Wisconsin jobs. Thank you, Senator Julie Lassa. Now, not only have we had this bill and the chance to support this bill in the legislature and had many central Wisconsin legislators working on it, but we've also had many local elected officials working on it within Portage County. We want to thank them for that. And we'll start with County Executive Patty Dreyer.
Thank you. We're here today to stand up for Wisconsin jobs and for smarter Wisconsin solutions. A multi-vendor solution is a smarter solution. All along, even before there was a befouled bid process, many of us were appealing to our state's top leaders to use a multi-vendor solution. And we stand here today with that same message, and we hope they will listen this time. Our state's top leaders still have a chance to make it right, to chart a course for a smarter solution, a solution that's based on America's chief principle, freedom, freedom of choice in the marketplace. A free marketplace is what's made our country and state strong. To shut out a Wisconsin business like Skyward from doing the business they built in their garage here, all the way so well they grew it to capture the significant market share in school software in our state of Wisconsin is shut them out of doing business here and continuing this good work in the state of Wisconsin is far from the right answer. This SSIS mess is an insult to my basic sense of decency and counter to anything close to best practice. It's an insult to every single business owner, too, who's worked hard to compete freely in the American and world marketplace. It's an insult to Wisconsinites who pride themselves on their hard work, their honesty, and their ethics. When the evaluation tools used for this bid process includes the name of a vendor in the description of what not to look like, we have a bias problem in black and white. I refer to request for proposal number 5.12.2.13, RFP section. Describe any starter or standard templates associated with the RTI module or system and provide samples. An unsatisfactory response gets 0 points. That means there's no template. A below acceptable response gets 1, 2, or 3 points. That means there's limited templates in the description of the rubric. Acceptable gets 4, 5, or 6 points. The system provides progress monitoring templates to include fields, including but not limited to invention, tier level, duration, dosage, frequency, and goals. Here's the one I'm referring to. Above acceptable scored 7, 8, or 9 points on the request for proposals. Modify the template by adding user-defined fields. The key to a template is the creation of a fill-in type form, aka template, that we could ideally customize but would come populated for us. One of the weaknesses with Skyward's extremely comprehensive RTI module is blah, blah, blah on the description for evaluators to use in evaluating this request for proposals. When you see things like that, you start to ask other questions. And one of the questions that I began to ask right away was, well, if you have a bias, evidence of bias in the rubric itself, and your technical scores for 600 items that make up 75% of your total score don't have any upfront, transparent weighting of the items, scoring totals for those items. You don't even know which ones will be scored and which ones will not be scored. How do you know that in the back room, truly, it was a fair process? How do you know? In my mind, we have a manipulated system that is in black and white. When we can't figure out what the market basket calculations, how they've been made, and when it's usually a very simple process to do so, we have another problem in black and white. To the employees of Skyward, I am very sorry for the stress that your state leaders have put on you and your families through these last weeks and months, with such a sick turn of events and with such poor leadership. As state taxpayers, as productive citizens of our society, as their constituents, you deserve so much more consideration from your top state officials, and I'm talking about those who aren't in this room with me here. And to the other businesses in Wisconsin, to those other businesses, I have a message as well. I have a question for you. Are you next? Will you be sole sourced out of business in Wisconsin too? This issue should be of concern to every single Wisconsinite. This is not only about school software we're talking. This is about an American issue of freedom in the marketplace. I hope that you will continue to contact the state legislators in our Joint Finance Committee, our governor's office for starters, and continue to bend their ear and insist on a free marketplace for the state of Wisconsin. I am also here to stand up for Central Wisconsin, yes, but Wisconsin too. This isn't about employing a red, white, and blue solution for our state. And I pray that our state leaders will come to their senses on this one.
Thank you so much for your remarks, Patty. Earlier today, I was talking with the executive director of the Portage County Business Council, Lori Dalinger, and we're talking about how confused we were about the situation and how we couldn't even figure out where to go to next because we've gone every route. We're joking how maybe we should go to Oprah next. And I don't think we're too far away from that, but keep on keeping on, you guys. We really do have to contact more people, and that starts with Tyler August, actually, the representative who was in charge of calling for this bill to get a hearing. The person we'll be meeting with on Tuesday, and we'll be posting that on the Keep Skyward Open to Wisconsin page and our representative pages as well, so we can get you that contact information. Next, we're going to have Mayor Stevens Point Mayor Andrew Halverson speak. Thanks.
First of all, the first item that I want to start with is telling you just exactly how proud I am to have ladies like this who are such leaders, who can articulate a vision, who understand how to stand up against a machine that ultimately is influencing the entire state. I want to thank the three of you for all of your leadership on this issue.
Thank you, Andrew.
It's a unique honor to be able to be a part of an initiative that obviously is gaining the momentum that this has. Through the Facebook initiatives of all of you that are in this room, Scott Wynn and many others who have really led the charge amongst the rank and file within this corporation. You know, the customer service representatives that are in this room, you get to hear the consternation on the...
Should we try this one?
Is that one on? Oh, it is. You get to hear the consternation in the voices of the IT representatives and the people that you're on the phone with in those school districts. You can understand how concerned they are because of the relationships that you've been able to build with your customers, which is the reason that they've always come back to you. It's the reason that the companies, through the free market, have chosen this corporation, because ultimately what you do for them on every day that you get a call from them or anything that's a part of what you do to make them happy, that's why they come back to this company. That's why they've chosen to come back to this company, because of a superior product and superior customer service. That's what the free market is supposed to be able to do. And unfortunately, this process is going to cut that out of the state of Wisconsin, and I find that truly unfortunate. I will say who the elected representatives are that can instrumentally and demonstrably change this issue. The review process and the appeal process now is moving from the Department of Public Instruction, which is a dual elected executive position, to the chief executive of the state of Wisconsin. It's now under the authority of the governor of the state of Wisconsin through the Department of Administration. Governor Walker has to understand, and he has so aggressively stood up for jobs in Wisconsin, he has made it clear that 250,000 new jobs was going to be a part of his first term. A way that he can start is ensuring that these jobs stay in Wisconsin and the future jobs that this company can create happen right here in the state of Wisconsin. This is now within the authority of the Department of Administration, and that is a different story now that we have shifted that appeal process away from DPI, and we have turned it into the Department of Administration. That is going to be very, very important. The other individual that's going to be key in this is Representative Robin Voss, otherwise known as the Speaker of the Assembly. He made it very clear when he was the co-chair of the Joint Committee on Finance that if any sense that it was non-objective, if there was any concern that this process did not move forward correctly, that he would stop it at that point or he would defund it at that point. Not only was he in a powerful position at that point, he is in ultimately one of the most powerful positions to influence this for the betterment of Wisconsin jobs. To me, it's about Speaker Voss, it's about Governor Scott Walker, and the allegiance that the Republican message has been very clear in talking about, which is new jobs and retaining jobs in Wisconsin. This is the antithesis of that message and needs to be corrected as quickly as possible. I'm very happy to see that school board member Renee Shively is here with us. The other perfect example of this, and the other instrumental way that this can change, is when all of you are on the phone with your customers throughout the state of Wisconsin, and you hear that pause in their voice, you hear that concern in their voice, politely remind them how they can be a part of the solution. Understand that the school districts are the ones who face the greatest travesty of all of this. And ultimately, it's all of the respective taxpayers of those local school districts who are going to bear the brunt of this. Now, if elected officials want to stand up and argue about local control all the time, this is also the antithesis of local control and, in essence, an exact distortion of the way in which the free market economy is supposed to function. So thank you all for your diligence. Thank you all for being so supportive of your founders and this family who has always looked out for your best interest as well. It's time to look out for their best interest and also yours at the same time. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
I think it's only appropriate to close with Jim King's remarks. Many of you in this room know the King family, and I only recently got to know them, but I have to say the first thing I noticed about them, I was struck by their warmth, how genuine they are, and how they truly care about every single one of their employees. Julie told me about how when Skyward first started out, before they were this huge company, they actually gave Thanksgiving turkeys to every family on Thanksgiving. And now because there's so many, they still can get turkeys, but they get them gift certificates. And I just think, how many companies can say that? I think in Portage County, we're lucky to say that we have many homegrown businesses that started small, started out of garages like Skyward, and have grown quickly because we have the type of community and the kinds of business owners we want to see replicated across the country. So we should be very proud. And we should thank Jim King as he comes up to talk.
Thank you very much. We have a quick announcement. Rick said that there's some cars that are in Donaldson's drive that are causing a problem.
Right. We need those cars moved so they can get a truck out.
So if you parked your car across the street to the right, could you please
move
them? And nobody's parked there? Oh, there's one. Okay. Don't be shy.
If you're parked, there's a red car and a blue. Nobody wants to claim those cars.
A red car with a lot of Democratic bumpers.
You can move them and come back in. That's okay. That's okay.
We'll just take a few minutes to let you move them.
There's plenty of room in the lot, in our lot.
Right. There's plenty of room in the lot. So there's one that's being moved. I like that.
Do you see the other local elected officials while we're waiting?
This will give me a chance to compose myself.
I guess we'll think Renee at the end.
I'll try. I don't know, Rick, is Rick here? Is that going to take care of the problem? Oh, there's two more employees.
There's a blue Ford Escort.
Oh, this guy's car is okay.
Yeah. There's a blue Ford Escort, and I don't know what that is behind it.
A white. All the red cars moving, the black cars. Now there's a white car and a blue car out there.
What kind of neighbors they are?
Nobody's going after us. Huh? Oh, here, we've got one. Well, maybe that truck can get out now. Well, I think that's a good thing that we've got so many people here, the trucks can't get out.
Yeah, I would say so.
That'd be a good headline. Well, you have to excuse me if I get a little emotional.
Are you okay now?
I'm getting there, yeah.
I got to stop looking at them because I'm starting to well up myself. But this is a tough group to follow. I can't tell you how much I agree with what Amy and Katrina and Patty and the mayor had to say. When you look at what Skyward has done since 1980 through the open market, we have sold to 50% of the schools in the state of Wisconsin. When you look at the information that the DPI provided us when we filled out the RFP, they gave us a list of who had how many customers. Infinite Campus was listed as having 40 customers. Now, in today's publications, you see that the announcement comes out. They're now saying they have 25%. That's interesting. Is when I look at this process that we went through with the DPI and the DOA, is at the same time we were involved with a RFP in Texas, a request for proposal in Texas. Texas had 11 vendors apply for that business. What they found is they needed to whittle down the number of vendors because they just didn't have the time to go through that. So they chose the top four vendors to be included in the RFP in Texas. Of those four, Skyward was one of the top four, and we ultimately won that business, having the most functionality and the best price. Interesting side note, Infinite Campus also went after that business. They did not make the top four in Texas. That was decided in June of 2011. The question I have for the state of Wisconsin is, how does a company go from not making the top four in the state of Texas, which is approximately five times the size of Wisconsin, to being the number one product in the state of Wisconsin? It just doesn't seem right to me. And as I look at it, is as was mentioned earlier, this is a poor decision for the state of Wisconsin. We have 50% of the market. And all along, once we found out about this statewide student information system, we always were for a multi-vendor solution. Just think of the money that could be saved by the state of Wisconsin if they go with a multi-vendor and take the top two vendors in the RFP. That would be Skyward and Infinite Campus. 60% of the schools would have zero cost. In my book, and I'm a common sense kind of guy, zero cost is a heck of a lot better than looking at the estimated $28 million that we estimated it's going to take these school districts to switch at 90% of the schools. You know, it's one of those things, and I was asked yesterday, well, what's your response? And I said, well, obviously we're disappointed, but in reality, when we started this process, we were of the opinion that we were going to have to go to the next step. The DPI was involved with the decision initially, and it did not surprise me that they did the same thing with our appeal process. And we are going to move forward with the DOA and present our case to them, and hopefully they'll be able to see that our arguments do carry some weight. The DPI, in their response yesterday, they said we use the market basket approach, and they came up with some numbers, but they didn't tell us how the market basket approach was generated, so you can make some common sense out of it. We feel that they have to share that information with us so we've got an idea of where they're coming from. When you look at our product, it's a great product, and we've got this map up here.
Here, let me
okay.
See if I can go.
Thanks.
I've leaned on that guy for over 30 years, so it's a good move. One thing I want to say is we've competed with the DPI and the CISAs, the four computer CISAs in Wisconsin, since inception of this company. I've been here the whole time, and the whole time whenever we go to a school district to sell our software, we would show them the pluses of our software over other opportunities. The CISAs, along with the DPI, would go to those same schools and say, you don't want to deal with Skyward. You don't want to work with Skyward. Skyward's a bad company. And for years, we tried to get the CISAs to stop bad-mouthing us, and they refused. So finally, we had a meeting, and I think, weren't you at that meeting with the CISAs? I'm drawing on 2006. We had a meeting where we met with the four CISAs, and we said, hey, why don't you work with us? Why don't you at least acknowledge us having a qualified system instead of bad-mouthing us like you are? Well, they refused because they said the only way they would even consider us is if we would fire our employees and use their employees to do the installs and the support. And I said, well, that's crazy. We're not going to do that.
we're not going to fire our employees so your government employees can continue to perform their duties. So anyways, there's a lot of contention there. So for 30-some years, they've competed with us, and they lost time and time and time again. And they were so upset that we were beating them with a better product and a better price, they finally concluded the only way to get rid of Skyward is to legislate us out of business. Now that sounds pretty bad, but that, in my mind, is the truth. They came up with this concocted idea of a single vendor where they even lied to the representatives and senators that were on that committee and told them all these states were successfully using single vendor when it was not true. And so these senators voted for a single vendor, essentially voted for a monopoly. And these are supposedly job-concerning, tax-reducing kind of senators. I would beg to differ. They voted for a monopoly that is going to now create such a burden tax to the taxpayers of the state. It's crazy. These people have to be held accountable. We need to get their names out, and they need to explain to us how they could possibly justify a monopoly. And just recently, Governor Walker sends out a weekly newsletter. I get that thing. Okay, I've been thinking about getting off that list, but I got it. And lo and behold, one of the items that he focused on was the savings that Appleton school districts are going to incur because they can now go out to bid for health insurance. And Appleton alone, one school district, reported they will save in excess of $6 million because they are no longer obligated to go to a single vendor for health insurance. This guy, who is our governor, made that a point in his newsletter. He needs to make a point in the next newsletter that, be that as it may, we are going to create a monopoly that will cause the same thing that has been hampering the schools from doing cost-effective decisions in the past. I can't believe this guy is allowing this to happen. I am giving him the benefit of the doubt. I'm saying no, he is going to step forward and say, no, we are not going to do this. I hope he does the right thing. I've got this map here. We keep talking about 50% of the schools using our software. We're referring to the student record software. Over 80% of the schools use our finance. The DPI, although they have kept this under wraps, their intent is after student record, finance is next. Why would they not want to make that more public so that the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin understand that the millions and millions of wasted money to convert the student record systems from Skyward users over to this new product, that's a spit in the bucket, because every one of these customers are going to be forced to move to a different product. What kind of person would do that? What kind of person do we have in power in this state that would do that? It's not the kind of person I want to see in that position. They need to stand up and say, this is wrong. Now, the other thing... The other thing that is so egregious about this whole process is this decision is based on five people. Five people hand-selected by the DPI, the same DPI that allowed that Skyward reference in that scoring rubric. They hate Skyward. DPI hates Skyward. They hate the customers that use Skyward. And they are the ones that now hand-selected the five people to decide what's a better system. Well, if you allowed me to hand select five people to vote for either the Packers or the Minnesota Vikings.
Yikes.
I assure you maybe not in this audience. I need the likes of Scott Glinsky and some of these engaged. But if I could hand select them, I could select five people that will vote for the Minnesota Vikings. That's crazy. Wow, that's crazy. But it's crazy that the citizens of the state of Wisconsin would allow this kind of inequity to happen. Two of the people on that selection committee were directly employees of the DPI. That would be like putting two of my employees on that committee. And they want to say this is unbiased. Who the hell, excuse me, who do they think they're talking to? I like Eiswag's comment. One thing about Phil is he's pretty direct.
Yes,
he is.
He shared with us, he talked to Tony, and Tony was giving him all this DS. And he told him, don't blow smoke up my blank. And we got to stop this. We got to stop this. And we're pleading with everybody in this room and everybody who knows anybody outside of this room is get on the horn and stop this. Don't let these politicians do this egregious thing. Stand up and be counted. Now, we're going to do whatever we can. We're going to appeal to the DOA. And if the DOA responds to us like the DPI responded to us, well, that'll be a sad state of affairs. And if Governor Walker is going to try to hide from that, he is not going to hide from that. And after that, then our next appeal is to a truly independent, and we're going to strongly consider that. And that is to
an injunction.
Injunction. Fortunately, our success over these past 34 years has been substantial. What that means is I have the resources to invest in doing the right thing. And I will invest in doing the right thing. In closing, I'd like to introduce some of the other owners. My wife, Jean, raise your hand because they can't see you. My daughter Jennifer, my daughter Julie, and my son Barry is not here, and my five grandkids aren't here. But we are all owners of this great company, and we expect this company to fly high. Skyward was picked with the idea that this company is skyward, and it will be skyward with or without Wisconsin. We want it in the most sincere way to be with Wisconsin.
We want you.
Up, I want to thank members of the press also for being here. I know you guys are very busy and have had a lot of long days this week, so thank you so much for being here and covering this very important story. And thank you, Jim and Cliff, Jerry, Jean, Julie, and Jennifer. Thanks, I didn't meet you yet, Jennifer. We want to open it up to questions now, and we want this to be a good way to provide dialogue. And, you know, Amy Sue mentioned that this is a call to action, so we want to make sure you have all the information we need. So we'll try to answer the questions, and we'll also make sure Skyward leaders can answer questions too. Yes.
Well, I'm wondering if anyone who spoke today can help us understand the right approach with the governor. Because I know at one point he said he cannot get involved and he cannot make any statements one way or the other until this progresses. Yet when he was asked about your assembly bill, he said, I believe the quote was, they're trying to make it political. Mm-hmm. Now, to me, that sent a clear signal to other Republicans on how he felt. And it seems that that is keeping some of them from taking the next right step. So I'm wondering if you have any thoughts, anyone who spoke, on how we can address that with those representatives, how we can address that with the governor, if you could maybe help the group understand that.
Sure. I sat down with the governor, I believe, 6 weeks after I requested a meeting, so it was probably, the assembly bill was referred to committee in March 7th, and I think I sat down with him later on. We started the bill in February, so it's been a long kind of haul just getting this bill through. And I sat down with him, and I brought with him a stack of my constituents' letters, and I put members of the business community who started their own business on top to make sure that he saw there were people all over Portage County, Wood County, Marathon County, who understood that this would impact their business. And I want to credit the Portage County Business Council for doing an incredible economic impact study. I believe they started it over a year ago, and it quantified the economic impact that Skyward has on the community, and it's, I mean, you guys should be very proud. It's $20 million a year because of how many people Skyward employs and the great benefit it is to our community. So if that's taken away, that's a ripple effect among three counties in central Wisconsin. So I included that economic impact study as well, and I basically just told him that the bill was far removed from procurement and bidding and that it had nothing to do with the evaluation process. It didn't seek to rig any bids, as far as, you know, what he thought it did. And I mentioned that it had to do with four things that he campaigned on, and that includes creating and sustaining jobs, local control, free market, and saving taxpayers money. And when I said that, he actually said, oh, you're right, I do believe in those things. So I don't know if it really connected or if he just wanted it to be kind of separate. But I will say, we can absolutely flood the governor's office, and I've told you this before, Julie, and I want to say it again. The best thing that you can do is share your personal story. Members of the Joint Finance Committee, who are on the most powerful legislative committee in the state, have heard multiple stories on many different topics, and that really influences their votes when they hear about people who are impacted by a budget cut, for example. The same is held true for garnering support for a bill. This, what we're doing today, is testament to the support that we have in this community. We are not to be reckoned with. We are formidable. We have a lot of power here. We just have to find a way to wield it properly. And I think your letters, your emails, your calls to the governor's office, who is, you know, the head of the department administration, are very important. And sharing your story, how it affects you if you're an employee here, what that would do. And I know there are business owners here, and sharing that, you know, what it would do to your business is also very important. So I would say, number one, the economic impact. Number two, your personal impact. And a lot of times those two kind of are the same thing. Do you have any other comments?
I just want to make a comment that this is not political. This is personal. As I look at every single person in this room with your signs, the emotion in your face, the tears coming down, this is not about politics. This is about our community. This is about our state, the schools that it's going to affect with tight budgets and that the state doesn't have any money. This is about Wisconsin. This is about each and every one of you, your economic impact throughout the state of Wisconsin, throughout our communities, the far-reaching that you have when you buy, the purchasing power that you have, and you have a family-supporting job. We cannot hold you up any higher and say, this is what we want in Wisconsin. We want to nurture and grow our homegrown businesses. We want to take care of the people in our state that take care of us. And we cannot do that without Skyward. It is not political. And that is a terrible excuse to start dragging politics into something that is so personal and that is so real, when you can look at every single person in here. I wish I could take every picture of each and every one of you with me on Tuesday when we have a meeting with Tyler August and say, does this look political to you? It is not a Democrat or Republican. It's a Wisconsin issue. And it is shameful when people use politics instead of good policy to get their way.
Can you sense how frustrating that is when that's the leader of the state saying the things he is about local control, free choice, and the only comments he's apparently able to make is that they are making it political. But it would seem he is the only one making
right.
it political.
Right.
But yet that's who we are now appealing to. So at this point, it doesn't feel different to me appealing to the DOA and the governor than it did to the DPI. We knew exactly what the DPI was going to say. They weren't going to admit they made a mistake. And so it feels that way now because the only comment that governor has made to this company is that he can't say anything. And by the way, that bill is being political. I'm assuming he meant you, are being political. And so now we're going to start letters again to someone who I feel has made it pretty clear, actually, where he stands.
and what he expects his Republican members to do. How, I mean, how do we, what do? We just keep sending our letters and...
That's why we need this hearing. That's why we're asking Tyler August. And unfortunately, a comment was made to us in our meeting yesterday with one of our colleagues that bills go to his committee to die. And as elected official, I have a responsibility. Katrina has a responsibility to do our jobs. And our job starts with having a public hearing on public policy that affects the state of Wisconsin. This is just not political. This is about our state. This is about the free market. It is about, if they believe in unfunded mandates and about local control, this is the bill that they want to support. If they want to get politics out and they want to do the job that we are elected to do, let's have a public hearing. Let's hear it. Let's hear what we have to offer, because this is the way to go. And if they said it's not true about a multi-vendor, that we can't have it, we already have it. Toma School District is in my assembly district, and they already have it. So let's have a free choice. Let's have a free market. Let's not have an unfunded mandate. But let me tell you, going back to December 18th, when I inquired to DPI, DPI said contact DOA. So I waited, contacted DOA. Then on January 17th, contacted DOA. And then they waited a couple weeks. And then a couple days before they made the announcement, on January 29th, actually, then they said, well, I said, I know it's not... I don't want to know who gets the contract. I said, I just want to inquire on where we are in the process. That's all I wanted. I had people from all over my district that is impacted by this company, this homegrown company. They wanted to know where they were in the process. That's all I wanted. So I feel that there is more secretive things going on. And all I want to do, and all Katrina and Julie and I want to do, is open it up for transparency, to be held accountable. Government should be accountable to the people. And right now, in this process, it is not. That's why we need this hearing. Not only the governor, Mike Hipsch, who is the head of Department Administration, that he needs to be contacted, Tyler August needs to be contacted, and Robin Voss, as well as Scott Suter. Scott Suter is the majority leader. He has a portion of Wood County in his assembly district. He schedules bills for the floor. So if they are insistent and they care about this issue, they care about Wisconsin's open for business, that we want to foster and make sure that entrepreneurs and businesses that started here grow here and continue to thrive here, these are the people you need to contact, and we'll make sure that they have this. But remind them, it is not a Democrat, a Republican, a Green Party, Constitutional Party. It is personal. It is about Wisconsin, and is about each and every person in this room and the jobs that you do to connect people and to connect our school districts. I can tell you, I was down in Oregon. I was talking to an AP class of high school students. I said, who do you use? This was 2 years ago. I said, who do you use for your student information systems? And they said, Infinite Campus. I said, how do you like it? We don't like it at all. We do not like it at all, and it's hard. And now I just asked students. I didn't have any motive. I just wanted a straight answer from a kid that didn't know me from Adam. And they were very upfront with it. So that says something. Coming from a regular student outside of this area to ask the student down in Oregon to how they felt about the system they use, and they do not like it. And that speaks volumes, because students are very honest. So I just want to thank you, and this is a call to action. We are a call to action, and we are asking the elected officials, government leaders, to rise up and to make sure that we have a public hearing. I don't think there's anything wrong, and it is not politicized to have a public hearing on a piece of legislation that is so critically important to our state and to the future of our state and future entrepreneurs and businesses that are born here, raised here, and will ever thrive here if we allow free market. Anybody else? Is there anyone else?
AB 60.
Yes, it is. We have it's a Senate companion.
SB 54
and AB 60. Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true. So that is why where is it? I ask people if you have a, and you should, when it comes to something that directly affects an elected official or our family, that we recuse ourselves, that we don't vote on it, that that you can listen to it, but that you should not take any action on it because it is unethical. They did that on purpose, as just as they sent the bill that we have, AB 60, to Tyler, Representative Tyler August from Lake Geneva, that's where he is from, that any bill that goes to these committees, or if they have a personal agenda, that's political. That is political. That it goes to die. So that's why, you know, we're going to ask for, you know, a referral to a different committee. That we want action on this now, because we can't wait. You have 5 days now for your appeal to DOA that we need to move on this bill, and we need to move quickly. And it is, I mean, that is political. See the back and forth? This is what everybody hates. I hate this too. Just like stand up, take responsibility, take accountability, and move. Take action either one way or another. Just don't point fingers and then place it around, because this is where people get very frustrated with their government. And I do not blame you, and Katrina and I are very frustrated yesterday, let me tell you, when we are going from office to office trying to get support to have a hearing. Just even have a meeting. We just want a meeting to schedule a hearing. And we've gone through the process. There is a process that we have to go to. It has to get assigned to committee, and then it's supposed to be getting a public hearing. So ask them not to make this political and to do the work. Well, I mean, when I sent these back in December, and I just asked to know where we were in the process, and that they kept pointing fingers, the Department of Public Instruction, DPI, said Department Administration, and then they're going back and forth. I'm like, all I want to know is where we are in the process. I know it's a secretive, it's, you know, it has to be kept quiet when they're making these decisions. I just want to know where we're in the process. Why can't you tell me? You know, so much for government transparency, so much for open government, when they couldn't even tell me where we were in the process. And the pointing the fingers was very disturbing.
So can these committees say where they are with these bills?
That's where we're putting, that's where we're going to put the pressure on.
We can request for them to be moved as well, and that's the next option. Right.
Right.
And that's why we want you to hold them accountable as well. And I want to talk about another angle that we're exploring, and it was briefly mentioned in Senator Julie Loss's speech, and that's going to the Joint Finance Committee. I mentioned it's the powerful legislative committee. They're the ones who allocate monies every biennium for our budget and decide how much money roads get, how much money schools get. Well, in the budget, there's $15 million, some of which has already been spent. $1.1 million has already been spent. There's $13.9 million left. There is the option to defund it. There's also the option to just say, instead of defunding it, since we've already spent taxpayer money, $1.1 million, instead of defunding it, we can move for a multi-vendor system. That would require, obviously, a majority vote. There's 16 people on the Joint Finance Committee. So that's another option that we're working on and we'll be discussing early next week. The Joint Finance Committee will be deliberating and meeting for many weeks and voting. So if that's an option that we can find, we will absolutely pursue that. We'll continue to pursue other options. One thing that I want to mention is if we can't get a public hearing scheduled by the Assembly Committee that our bill has been referred to, we can hold our own.
Yep, we can.
We can do whatever we want to make sure to accommodate your voices. We're representatives of you. We're simply vessels of what you think and believe and feel, and it's our responsibility to bring you down with us, whether it's, you know, physically or not, to Madison. When we go down there, we talk about you. We mention, you know, your personal stories. We bring those stories with us to the floor and in committee, but it's even more powerful if you're there with us. And so if we can't get a public hearing, let's hold our own in the Capitol, and then let's flood the offices of the people who refuse to be at all involved in this when it's their issue too.
So their responsibility. It is their responsibility to listen to all the people of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We heard that there may be some nepotism issues or at the very least conflicts of interest with some of the people involved or that are refusing to have a hearing for these things. I know the Assembly and the Senate really don't have ethics committees per se, but those complaints or concerns can be brought to the attention of the Government Accountability Board.
That's correct. Yeah.
If anybody has concerns or wants answers as to what's going on and what relationships there are with the CISAs and Infinite Campus and the people making these decisions, you can file your concerns with the Government Accountability Board.
That's excellent. And I want to add, there actually is a new committee in the Assembly called the Committee on Constitution and Ethics. I'm on it. But one of the things I've learned is that there's some strong ethics codes in the state that apply to legislators with regard to lobbyists, but there's not many in terms of recusing. And as Amy Sue mentioned, it's appropriate to recuse yourself, but we've had problems in other branches of government in our state where people won't do that either. And so I think it is appropriate to refer any complaints to the Government Accountability Board. Their website is gab.wi.gov, so gab.wi.gov. If you're interested, I have to say I have had many constituents email me and call about it. I'm wondering if the Wise Brows are in here, because they've been doing a fantastic job tracking down DOA and DPI. I don't see them, but I'll give them credit for the. They probably send emails to DOA and DPI on, you know, 3 times a week basis. They're incredible. So, and many of you have been doing the same. The problem with these kind of allegations is that until we can get an independent audit, which I also requested of the governor, we're really not going to see many answers. And the next option, and that's kind of further down the road for me because this is so much more pressing, is to do an open records request and just walk into the offices of DOA and DPI and research people's names and what comes up. And that is not something that I would stray away from. I know I've already talked with Senator Lassa about potentially going down that road if we need to, but I would much rather have this situation be resolved immediately and not have to worry about nepotism, and kind of doing my own investigation. And I think, you know, when we talk about government, clean government, open government, transparent government, accountable government, we do want to see state leaders taking accountability for their actions. And we also want to see, you know, everything out in the open. It looks like a lot has transpired that we haven't been privy to. And I think the next option is an open records request further down the road.
Good point. Yes, sir. No. Actually, can we get some of those?
Yeah.
We would like some of those to take with us to start. I mean, that's a good way to lay the foundation about how important this is to our communities, but to the entire state of Wisconsin. So if you don't mind, could we, I thought before someone said we're in distress because they had their upside down and they realized it, so they flipped it back up. But that would be helpful. And I know there's a lot of our colleagues that would like to have these as well. Mm-hmm. We had some of the buttons that we were passing out. And it's a great way to draw people's attention and for people to ask us. And they did start to ask us, they're like, what is this about? And then we told them, and they're like, they couldn't believe that it was just unconscionable that this was happening in our state to our homegrown business. So if you don't mind, if we could get some of those signs, too, so we could share them with our folks in Madison, we'd like to put those on our legislative doors.
Great.
Yes.
The Republican Party, as Stu's pointed, had buttons made up that say support Bill 54, support Bill 60, and they're wearing them at WASA.
Mm-hmm. At their convention this weekend.
They're going to be at the convention. I think Representative Krug mentioned that to us, too.
So why aren't we up there with our signs? And I said, well, people like us are not revolutionary.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true.
And I encourage you to do that. And I encourage you, the best way to reach a legislator, one thing I've noticed is a lot of people just like to walk in, and that's great. I love it when people come and visit. But unfortunately, we're very busy, and whenever we're in Madison, it's just back-to-back meetings nonstop. So if you do want to meet with not only us, but other legislators, please do that. I know some people have. I think Jerry was down there once. I know you guys went down there. I saw Jerry. That's how I met Jerry. Please schedule, call in advance, and try to find a time that they're available. And if not, then meet with their staff and leave a Skyward pin or leave your Skyward, I support Skyward, flyers. But I think it's important if you can do any lobbying on your own behalf. That's very powerful. So another option.
And it's always a good time if you can schedule a time, but when we are in session, because then you will have all of us there. All elected officials from around Wisconsin will be in, and next week we're in on Tuesday, Thursday,
and Wednesday.
And Wednesday.
And then
next
the week after that we will, too, so we can invite them on the floor.
Exactly. And we can recognize you. We can start recognizing you one by one, because then maybe they might understand when they see your faces that you are Wisconsin and that this is important to you as well as to your families and to our entire state. But it's hard to look somebody in the eye and say that you don't matter. And it's extremely powerful when you start coming down in droves and you look them in the eye and you say, this bill is important, please give it a hearing. And I always say you attract more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. So politeness and having manners, which you all do, but sometimes my emotions kind of get the best of me, and then I get a little cold, prickly, and get a little upset. But it's always good to just be polite and to state your case and just ask them, are you going to have a hearing? Will you support a hearing? And anything short of a yes is a no in this business. Anything short of a yes is a no. So they'll say, well, we'll see. Oh, yeah, I could be with you. Is that a yes? If it's not a yes, then it is a no. Just keep that under your hats and remember that. If they do not say, yes, we support this, we support you, we support Skyward. If they say that they do not, if it's like, well, look into it, sure, get a yes. Anything short of that is a no.
Well, in terms of votes, right now we have 42 for sure. We have three in the assembly.
We have 39.
42, because we have the three Republicans on the bill.
Oh, right.
Senator
Lachey,
head of personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And
Lazek.
Or Lassay.
Lassay, maybe Lassay was.
Rob Kovac.
Are you talking about Lassay or Lazek? Lassay. Oh, Lassay, okay.
Okay, and he's telling me the same thing as you guys are. He goes to PPI and he can't get any answers.
Right.
Now,
that's why I document it.
We had a meeting set up with Scott Souter, mm-hmm. but he went in there.
Good.
Good.
That's good. Good. I invite the media to come with you as well.
Please
invite the media.
That's exactly what you need to do, and we are communicating. We're communicating between the leaderships of both parties and both houses to try to do the same. The reason why I said I know we have 42 votes on Assembly Bill 60 is because we've already gone through our entire Democratic caucus. We're both Democrats. Every single Democrat in the Assembly is going to be voting for this bill. We have three Republicans on the bill in the Assembly. That's Paul Tittle, John Spiros, and Scott Krug. So we need to get some more people on this bill. And, you know, they didn't sign on, but that doesn't mean they can't vote
right.
for it. So that's kind of the next step. But in order to do that, it has to get out of committee. So let me walk you through the process. A bill is introduced. It has 10 days to, well, a finite number of days to get circulated and to have people sign on. People like our colleagues sign their name onto our bills showing that they support it and that they're co-sponsoring the bills. That's what's happened. After 10 days, it's referred to committee. So our bill was referred to committee on March 7th. It pretty much is just sitting there dead until we're trying to revive it right now. It's been almost 2 months sitting in the Government Operations and Licensing Committee. We need to have a public hearing in order to have a vote on the bill. If we have a public hearing, it doesn't guarantee a vote.
Right.
A vote is held when the chair of the committee decides to hold an executive session. That can happen as quickly as in a week if they determine it's necessary and important, and they should. They know it's important. And so I feel they're being withholding. We're doing our best to communicate with them. As I said, I went up to the governor because I asked him. I was like, I know you have friends in the legislature. Come on. You can tell them to fast-track this bill. And I know he can do that because we already fast-tracked a bill in my first month in office.
Right.
We sat down, and I was in the Workforce Development Committee. The bill came straight from the governor. Saw the public hearing that day. A week later, we fast-tracked it, voted it out, went to the floor, voted it out. It took him 3 weeks to get a bill signed into law. So this can happen. It's just a matter of, you know, building public support for it. And the reason why we do want you in Madison and why we want this room filled like it is right now is because public support demonstrates to legislators how important a bill and a legislative policy is. And they're much more likely to act than to waffle. And that's why your voice is so important. So I encourage you to keep on doing that. We will continue working. I'm sure I talked to Julie last night. Senator Julie Lassen, we're going to work on trying to get a meeting with Robin Voss as well to kind of tell him, hey, this you need to get this bill done. This is really important. So that's the next step. Yeah.
Now, can I get your number so when I talk to Rob when I get home, and so I don't end up with lip service again, that he can contact your office and get this working together?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right.
That's why we specifically went down to Tyler August's office yesterday as soon as we heard this, because we didn't have any commitments. We went right marched right down there. And Katrina and I did, and we asked them, we said we'd like to speak with him. When is he going to be in? And they said he's back in the district. We said, well, we're in on Tuesday. What about Tuesday? Can we meet when we're in caucuses? We're supposed to be in caucus at 10 a.m. Let's meet at 12:30 if you're running late. And he said, okay. He's like, well, I'll get back to you on that. No. Oh, yeah, sure, you can have our numbers. But let me tell you that...
He's married.
Yeah, I am.
She's married.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm married. Two children. They're little, so. But the thing is that we have made the effort. We have made the effort. And I know that when Central Wisconsin came down to lobby for Central Wisconsin Lobby Days, that that it was approached to Representative Scott Suter, who, let me reiterate this, he is the majority leader. He sets the schedule for our floor. That means he sets it when we debate on the floor. And unfortunately, he did not get on this bill. I would encourage to reach out to him. He is part of Wood County, which is part of the economic engine that it affects, that Skyward affects. So I encourage you to continuously reach out to them. Ask for a meeting. I can never say enough when we're very busy, but I always tell my staff, when people from the district are down, pull me out of committee. There's nothing that says that we cannot come out of committee or not come off the assembly floor to talk to our people. But you have to have elected officials that have the will to do that and want to discuss this. And I don't know why. This is about jobs. This is about jobs for our state. And so there is no reason, but you can get our numbers. We're on Facebook, we're on our Twitter, our legislative accounts. So we can't hide from anyone.
Yeah. We don't want to.
And we don't want to hide from anyone. That's why we're in this position. So I would encourage you also, but contact Mike Hipsch too. He's a secretary at the Department of Administration. He runs the Department of Administration, and also weigh in that these are some opportunities for job creation in Wisconsin. And you already have the proven record. So, yes, you can get ours. We've been reaching across the aisle. We've been asking our colleagues who are Republicans to get behind this, to give us your support, because it is not a political issue. It is a personal issue, and it is a Wisconsin issue.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy Sue. Getting back to Gene's point, the governor is very, very responsible for doing one thing, and that is slowing down the appeal process, once the appeal gets there, ensuring a very slow, very deliberate review of this particular appeal. And the other course of action is ensuring that the speed with which the legislative fix can happen. The governor may not be able to comment on it, he may not be able to actually influence it, but what he can do is make sure that the procurement process is followed correctly and that the appeal process is reviewed and given the length of time for review that it will deserve. And a very special favor that I ask of the press that's in this room, a few have left. You're going to have every Republican in the state of Wisconsin in your city when they are here. Now, it's not Channel 12's city, but it's 7 and 9's, and 12 will certainly be there, as well as all the other print media that's here. Every representative that you ask about that convention, ask what their stance is on Skyward. Bring it to their attention, get them on the record in Central Wisconsin to find out what each and every one of them feel about that issue. Because if jobs isn't going to be the topic in Wausau,
right,
I don't know what it's going to be. So ask them that question, get them on the record, on camera or in print, to find out exactly how they stand on it. Thanks.
Good job, Andrew. Any questions?
Any other questions? Thank you all for being so patient and attentive today.
Thank you for your time and your energy and your effort. And as I said, this is a call to action. We need each and every one of you to reach out and to help us.
Thank you all so much. Thank you for the team.